Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday. Last week, we talked about fly line management. It's a big, important subject. Really hope it helps everybody to develop some habits to catch more fish. That's what this one's going to be about. How to practice so that you're also practicing fly line management. It's been said that practice makes perfect, but then that has been refined a little bit by some others that say perfect practice makes perfect, and I believe that to be the case. You can go out there and just practice your fly cast, and it's really not going to do that much to help you be a better angler. You might learn how to cast. You might get a little more comfortable with a rod by just keeping it aerialized in the air, you know, keeping 30, 40 feet up there. You're working on your loop shape. All that's important. All that's important. But if you don't have that kind of time and you're getting ready for a trip, here's how I suggest that you prepare, okay? If you're going to be fishing off a skiff, especially like in the Florida Keys, almost every guide down there that specializes in fly fishing has a very high quality skiff that's made for fly fishing. If it's made for fly fishing, it has very little, everything's been done to that boat to try to minimize the places that a fly line could catch your line, okay? It's nice and clean and uncluttered. That's what you want. You can take a piece of tape, you know, a piece of rope, and you can kind of create a little bow area. Let's say that you're going to be, the only place you can practice is on the local football field. You got a 15-foot piece of rope. You can kind of make a shape out there in front of you that looks like a boat bow, okay? You stand right there, and you're going to step back into the simulated cockpit. You're going to pull the line off your reel, and you're going to stretch it and restrip it into a nice, neat pile in that cockpit. You're going to stand up there. You're going to make a roll cast from the ready position into a back cast and a forward cast. Maybe you got to go back again and then shoot the line to a target. Then you're going to strip in just like you were fishing, trying to pay attention to getting the line in the cockpit, but oftentimes that's not possible because you're watching the fish and you're watching what's going on, and a lot of times the line's just going on the deck, okay? Let's just pretend like you didn't catch that fish. Happens a lot. Now, you've got a loose, unorganized pile of line on the deck all around your feet, okay? How can you quickly get this back into a nice, neat, orderly pile in the cockpit? Well, you're going to go right to the reel. You're going to hold the rod just like you've been stripping, and you're going to take this little tiny piece of line that is between the reel and your index finger, and you're going to start stripping right there, all the way back there. and you're going to step back into the cockpit and you're going to reorganize this line back into the cockpit. Okay. Then you're going to stand up there and you're going to make another cast, roll cast, back cast, forward cast, back cast, shoot line to the target. Strip, 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 strip. Bring it all the way back in. Let's just say the fish didn't eat it again. Here you go again. You've got an unorganized pile of line on the deck. You need to reorganize it into the cockpit quickly and efficiently and without missing a step. This is what you're going to do every single time. Now, if you are a person that wants to use a stripping basket or the guide that you are going to go with, like stripping baskets, then get one of those and practice. Get the same one that they're going to have on the boat. Get the same one that you're going to have on the boat and practice in there. And it's the same deal. This nice, neat, organized pile of line lives in the stripping basket. Okay. So when you get to wherever you're going, you pull the line off the reel, let's just say 70 feet, and that's sitting on the deck. You're going to stretch it and put it into the stripping basket so that the line that's going to come off first is on the top of the pile. The line that comes off last is on the bottom of the pile. Okay. Now, this is actually the best way. Stripping basket is better than the cockpit, but not every boat has a stripping basket. So that's why I'm going with the cockpit for the most part. But the point being, don't just go out to the football field and practice casting to a target at 60 feet. Perfect practice is reverse that line, stretch that line, and reverse that line. Create this nice, neat pile, then get up there and then cast it. And then you're going to be left with what happens after an unsuccessful shot. A disorganized pile of line. It's easy to step on the cockpit, on the deck of the boat. Reorganize that line in the stripping basket or in the cockpit, and then make another cast. You're going to have better luck and become better prepared by doing this 10 times than casting to a target at 60 feet 60 times. Because this is actually what you're going to do. These are the actual skills that you're going to use. And if you can bring those into your practice when you get out there on a boat and it's windy and it's rocking and everything is quite different than standing on your golf course or your football field, you're going to already have acquired the skills that you need for proper line management. And proper line management is really the difference between somebody that catches a lot of fish and somebody that doesn't. It's really, oftentimes, it's not the casting ability. It's the line management ability. Of course, you got to have the basics down and all that. But once you have the basics down, if you're really good at line management, you're gonna have a chance of catching a lot more fish than somebody that's not. All right? Be that guy that's good at it. Also, guides will love you. They'll love you if they never have to pull the line off of their trim tab all day long. If they never see you get a fly line wrapped around a mangrove chute and have to turn the boat around to go get it, they're going to love you. So work on fly line management and bring it into your practice. All right, that's How To Tuesday this week. If you liked it, send me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Give us a rate and review on iTunes if you could. That'd be great. All right, until next week. See you.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.